number out with us here today. We appreciate that very much. Appreciate your interest in spiritual things. It has to be out with God's people here today. Got a good number out with us. We have visitors among us. We want you to feel welcome. I want you to feel like our honored guest here at the Clarksville Church of Christ, and hope you'll come out and be with us again and again. We want you to understand that we are a people of the book. That is the Bible. We believe the Bible is, as it reports to be, the words of God. And that's all we're interested in here today. If there's anything you have question in regards to things that maybe we've said or things that we've done, or maybe it is that we've refrained from doing something that you thought maybe that we ought to do, ask that question and we'll go to the Bible with you so that we both might have a better understanding of exactly what the answer to that question is. This morning as I bring forth my lesson, I'm going to provide you book, chapter, and verse from the Bible, the Word of God, for everything that I intend to preach and teach here today, so your faith does not have to stand in the wisdom or teaching of some man. God said, or Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 5, excuse me. I'm not going to be able to utilize the PowerPoint this morning. Technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll be able to get that taken care of over the next several weeks. And so I'm just going to be down here amongst you a bit so we can talk with one another, since I'm not going to be down here with the PowerPoint this morning. This year, our elders have given us a theme of the congregation in 2019 to launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. You know, a lot of people like to kind of stay on the shallow end of the pool. It's a little bit more simple. It's a little bit more calm there. But what we've been challenged to do is to go out into the deep. Launch out in greater fashion when it comes to our spiritual lives. And we've been talking each month. We've had a different idea, different activity. We've talked about good works and sanctification in our faith. And in the month of August, the elders have chosen worship. What we've done this month is we've talked about worship. And you may recall about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I introduced the idea of worship and what worship was. The Greek word prokunio, which literally means a kiss to war. If you look up in Vines, it talks about paying homage, obeisance to someone, that is, bowing in submission, speaking and providing your utmost respect with fear of thanksgiving, of praise, of gratitude for the things that the object of your worship has provided. We talked about that very thing, you may recall, how that God is the proper object, that there are proper methods, there's a right way to worship God, that is the truth that God has laid out in the words of God, the proper spirit, that is the right emotion, the right energy, the right attitude that we need to have. And what I want you to understand is that we need to launch out into the deep in regards to that. We need to worship God like we've never worshiped God before. We need to be connected with our Creator in a way that we've never been connected before. We need to edify and stimulate one another in our assemblies like we've never done before. And we've talked about the utilization of the Lord's Supper, reminding ourselves of the death of Jesus Christ. We've talked about our preaching and what it is that we preach and how it is you as the listener should react to that preaching. We've talked about our giving cheerfully, and we've been prospered in the sight of God. And what we're going to talk about in just a few short moments here this morning is music. Music in worship. Music has been a part of God's worship going back to Old Testament times. It is a spiritual sacrifice we offer today, and I want you to understand that we, like all, need to understand the proper way it is that God has chosen for us to worship Him in music. The first thing I want to point your attention to that the New Testament tells us is that music in New Testament worship is singing. In the book of Matthew and chapter 26 and verse 30, we see that, and when they sung a hymn, they went out of Olives. Every time you see in the New Testament music being offered in some form of worship to God, in every circumstance, it is singing. In the book of Acts, in chapter 16 and in verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. In verse 14 and verse 15, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing understanding also in Ephesians 5 and verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts into the world.
Colossians 3 and verse 16, let the word of
Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another
through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing
with grace in your hearts into the Lord. The Hebrew writer would say in Hebrews 2 and verse 12, in the midst of the church I will sing thy praise. From the opening books of the New Testament to the end, we see the idea of singing our praises unto God. But someone says, no, wait a second, Brian. I see David, and he plays a man after God's own heart. And I understand that, and I appreciate that. There's a reason why it was that music in Old Testament days was instruments of music. And that is because they were commanded. Psalms 81, 1 through 4, that's 1. 2 Chronicles 29, 25 commands to use instruments of music in the worship service. But we don't live under the old law today, do we? I want you to appreciate that in New Testament days, singing was the right method of offering up our worship and our praise unto God. Point number 2. When it comes to this music, when it comes to singing, I want you to understand that we are speaking to one another. I want you to understand and appreciate of what it is that we're doing. In Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves, how, Paul? Through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. How do we do that? How do we speak to one another? He said, through psalms. That is literally God's word. Most of the psalms were actually put forth in music and sang in chant, sang a cappella, and sang with melody. Hymns, psalms of praise addressed unto God, spiritual songs, that is spiritual ideas and spiritual. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we speak of God, we speak of his attributes, his nature, we sing spiritual songs. Understand that music in worship is not entertainment. There's no room for choirs or solos, but instruction that each Christian presents in song. I'm speaking to you, and you are speaking to me through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs as we sing. He says, making melody in your heart. That is literally in the Greek, solo, which means to pluck like a musical instrument. Many have utilized that word in that text to authorize instrumental music, but the definition doesn't say strike a musical instrument. It says like the plucking of a string. God tells us what instrument string to pluck. He said, I want you to make melody on your heart or in your heart. Not heart, not H-A-R-P, but heart, H-E-A-R-T. I want you to pluck the heartstrings of your heart as you speak to one another in these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So as I speak, I must understand what I'm speaking, and you need in turn to understand and hear what I am saying. It shows focus. It shows the proper spirit. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. So understand this, that when it comes to our music, it is singing to one another. And in our singing, we are speaking. We are speaking to one another. But also, I want you to see this. Word of God says, not only are we speaking to one another, but we are teaching and admonishing one another. Listen again in Colossians 3 and verse 16. Teaching and admonishing one another, how, Paul? Through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto our Lord. Our singing is an opportunity to instruct, to teach, to encourage, to motivate one another. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke in the love and good works. How can I do that? Through my singing. As we come together here and assemble, I not only speak to you, but I teach you, and I also admonish you when it comes to our singing. Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body, that's us, fitly joined together, compacted that by which every joint supplies to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. How is it that I am working every part, increasing the body, edifying it? I want you to appreciate that one of the ways is through our singing. As we sing in our worship, we are teaching and we are admonishing one another. You think about some of the songs that we sing. Take the name of Jesus with you. Soldiers of Christ, arise. Onward, Christian soldier, as I speak to you and I admonish you to keep on keeping on. And I comfort. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, to my sad heart aches, till it nearly breaks? Is it hot to him? Does he see? And then I sing to you, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. I teach and I admonish you through my songs, and you teach and admonish me. No tears in heaven. Mansion over the hilltop. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Songs that we hear that bring us comfort. It gives us encouragement. And then a time of a song of imitations. I am coming, Lord. Why not tonight? Stands at the door and knocks, encouraging you, admonishing you to respond. I learned this lesson years ago as my father was attempting to convert one of his brothers, my uncle, and he was there. And I remember, I believe I was either leading singing or maybe I actually was the one doing the speaking. I don't really recall. I do know that I was standing about right here, and my uncle was about right there, and my father was over there where Matt was at, and I could hear my dad singing over everybody else, Greg, and I thought, yeah, what? Too much juice in the orange juice, I guess, this morning. I don't understand what's going on. Later, you know, I would talk about it. And he said, you know, teaching and admonishing one another. He was trying to sing that much more to an uncle. He wanted to respond to the gospel. And so it truly is that we teach and admonish one another. But also I want you to see this, that we are giving thanks unto God. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in the heart of the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father through Jesus Christ. In singing, we give thanks to God. That's a part of our homage. That is a part of the very definition of worship itself. And one of the ways that we come here, gather, and we praise and we give thanksgiving to God is through our songs. Count, if you will, your many blessings. Name them one by one. We thank thee, O Lord. Many songs that I've sang throughout my life, and didn't even understand and appreciate the fact of what it was that I was doing in worship. As I was thanking God, and I was speaking to you, and I was teaching and admonishing you to be thankful and to remember where those blessings are coming. Launch out, ladies and gentlemen, into the deep of your worship and understand exactly what it is that you are doing. You are also, I want you to see, singing unto the Lord. Always remember your object of worship. You are here to worship God. In Revelation 19 and verse 10, John the Revelator there, he has an angel stand before him. And you may recall, John falls down at his feet and begins to worship him. And John said, see thou do it not, worship God. God is to be worshipped. And so when I sing, I am singing unto God. Matthew 4, verse 10, Jesus there said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall you serve. In the midst of the church, I will sing thy praise. I sing unto God. In Exodus 15 and verse 1, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and said, I will sing unto the Lord. In 2 Samuel 22:50, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises unto thy name. David said in Psalm 7, verse 17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praises to
should be sung with a little bit of B. A song that is to elicit a more somber message should be sung as a song that has a somber message and not one that is happy or uplifted. Songs of invitation need to be songs of invitation.